This afternoon at 4:10, it's E! News with Cobra on the Hardline. Talking sports and all that implies on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
2:56 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're here at Washington Mutual at Justin Road and Morris in Flower Mound. We want to thank these people for their kindness in getting us set up. And the Hardline is also on the road today. They're at Texas Land and Cattle on opening day for Major League Baseball. And are you guys ready to throw in the towel on this season after this awful start?
What? Throw in the towel?
Not yet.
Already? On one game?
I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling about this season, and this is not the start I was hoping for.
A wise guy once told me, and he got it, I believe that he got it confirmed by Junior Miller, that no team's ever gone 162-0. Didn't believe so.
No, or the other way around. No team's ever gone 0-162.
That's right. So we don't know. Who the hell are you?
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
The heck are you, man?
I'm Pete Stein, Greg. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. You too. So you're running why today doesn't suck, huh?
Well, not really, because they didn't give me – I have no information on why today doesn't suck. Huh? And Kevin Scott has deserted me here.
So there won't be no why today doesn't suck today is what you're telling
maybe
us, right?
Maybe today sucks.
No, it's opening day.
No, it is opening day.
Opening day never sucks. It's opening day, and we're going to crown a new national champion tonight in college basketball. So if there's any day that doesn't suck, it's going to be today.
Well, this is a great time of the year, isn't it, guys? I mean, with the baseball and the college basketball tournament winding down, and you got the race coming later this week.
Who are you again?
Yeah, I guess.
Once again, who are you again?
I'm Pete Stein.
Pete, okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you come here from?
Do we know you?
No,
we've never met.
We've never met. I was at Prime Sports Radio when it was based in Las Colinas. I did the Dallas Sidekicks for a couple of seasons. And I'm brand new here at The Ticket.
Ooh, Rhines. Something you guys have in common. Former Sidekicks.
Yeah? That means I already hate this guy.
What's some uncomfortable laughter? So,
what else you got for us?
So, what else, Pete? What else is going on? Anything else?
Well, I was wondering what was going on with you guys. You guys are at Texas Land and Cattle.
We're at Texas Land and Cattle, hard by the temple. We've already been to the game and left early, left in about the fourth inning. And
so,
the minute
when you guys left, that's when it all
went to hell. The minute we left and took our lucky shoes with us, everything went to crap. Who the hell's
struggling?
Hey,
you're gonna have to quit that fake laugh, man.
Well, I don't have a fake laugh, but I'll do the best I can here.
Okay.
So I guess it was pretty festive out at the ballpark, and you guys seem like maybe you're pretty optimistic about the season.
It's baseball season. It's opening day. How can he not be? Aren't you?
About the Rangers season,
yeah.
I'm not that optimistic. I got to tell you.
All right, why not?
Well, it all comes down to the guy in the middle of the diamond. I just don't know that they've got the pitching. I mean, I think, and we talked about this earlier, I think you can see some great games out there. I think there's going to be a lot of 8-6 exciting ball games out there. But at the end of the day, I think the Rangers are a 75-78 win team.
Okay.
Okay.
Because they don't have pitching, huh?
Well,
what is there to hang your hat
on, guys? Kevin Millwood?
Yeah, you got to forget, Kevin Millwood went up against a pretty good hitting team today.
No doubt, but he's going to do that on a regular basis in the American League.
True.
I mean, I realize he was the ERA leader in the American League, and he's fine. I don't have a real problem with him. But what's behind him? I mean, it's just the same old thing. It's just the same Ranger team we've seen year after year.
What if Cameron Lowe has a breakout year?
Well, that's the problem, though. You got a lot of what-ifs.
Yeah, every team.
No, you're right. If all the what-ifs come through, but, you know, I think the Angels and A's are still a better team.
No, they got what-ifs, too.
Everybody's got what-ifs. What if Curt Schilling can't stay healthy?
What if Darren Erstad's falling apart?
Although Curt Schilling looked pretty good today.
I just think the Rangers have a lot bigger questions. But, you're right. It's opening day. This is when every team is optimistic. But it just seems like every other season.
I'll tell you who's more optimistic than anybody. The Florida Marlins. You know why, Rhines?
Why?
Because they're about to be in San Antonio. That's why. Three baseball teams in Texas. Is that a good thing?
10, 9, 8, 7.
What's the countdown?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and you're done.
All right, guys, take care.
This is the new radio home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger.